41 degrees in Casper, 31 up on Casper Mountain, 45 in Gillette, 43 in Rock Springs, 42 in Rollins.
All right, and joining us here in the studio now, we have Kim Nimmo, who ran in the Boston Marathon. I am so in awe. I can hardly run down the stairs, much less run in a marathon. So,
thank you for having me, Susan.
You bet. Frank?
Well, first of all, is my understanding this is the first full marathon you have run?
No, actually, I've run three other full marathons, but it's been 7 years, so.
So, normally with the Boston Marathon, there is a qualifying standard. I mean, so did you hit the standard, or how did you get into the race?
Well, I am a massage therapist in town, and I am a representative of the Massage Therapy Foundation, and they came to me and asked me if I would represent them as a charity runner in the Boston Marathon.
So how is this whole experience? I mean, there's 500,000 spectators. There's over 30,000 runners. I mean, tell us about the whole deal there.
Oh, it was incredible. It was more amazing than I could have ever imagined. And the weather was perfect that day. And I got to run up Heartbreak Hill, which is something that you only ever heard about. It was incredible. It was a beautiful day. It was a very busy course. It's the only course I've ever run on where there were spectators supporting you and cheering you on the entire way. There was not a 1 second that there wasn't somebody there telling you you could do it. Keep going. The end is almost there.
You know, Heartbreak Hill is between, what, mile
21 and 20.
20 and 21.
Uh-huh.
And it's, it's an upgrade. Not that Wyoming doesn't have any. We have plenty. But that's the kind of, it's a make or break kind of thing, isn't it? Especially at that distance.
Well, especially at that distance, because by then your quads are on fire and your calves are burning and you're ready to be finished. And you're thinking, oh, six more miles is all I've got. You know, it's a 10K. And then here comes this hill. But it wasn't nearly what I expected. I was expecting to be like I was running up Casper Mountain, and it wasn't nearly that steep. So it was doable and it was wonderful.
They're still doing that scream tunnel?
Oh, yeah. It was wonderful. The ladies at Wellesley College, they were fantastic. On both sides of the roads, and they got their hands out, and I tried to hit everybody's hand I could going by.
You finished in 5 hours, 6 minutes, and 6 seconds.
That's correct.
Ran the first half in 2:20:43. That's pretty good.
Yeah, yeah. I slowed down considerably after the first half.
Well, doesn't everyone?
Yeah, well, you bet they do. But the idea is to do a negative split. So you go slower in the first half and faster in the second. But it didn't work out that way for me. The first half is almost all downhill, and then it starts to climb.
Plus, you're heading west at the end of the race, so you get the wind behind you a little bit?
Yeah, we did have a nice tailwind. It was great.
And, you know, was there a time during the race, I mean, you got to go all 26 miles and say, boy, I don't know if I can make this or not?
Nope, there wasn't a single moment. In fact, I expected there to be. I said, well, if I can run half of it, I'll walk the other half. But I didn't stop. I didn't want to. It was good.
The biggest question is, how do you feel today?
Oh, goodness. Well, other than a few blisters on one of my feet and my quads are really sore, I'm good.
I know you couldn't see this with your own eyes. Did you see the finish to the men's elite race?
Yeah, I did. I watched it on Sports Center this morning.
Wasn't that incredible?
It was amazing. They were so close.
How does that happen? People are, you know, you've already ran 26 miles and you're sprinting for the last 800 meters.
Right, right. Yeah, you are. In fact, I did. When I got to near the end, as soon as I saw the finish line, I could not stop. I just went as fast as I could. So I don't know. I mean, it's just like a horse race when somebody wins by a nose. That's kind of what they did today.
Now, you've run Boston, and not too many people can say that. I mean, are you looking to run maybe New York, Chicago, any other marathons?
I actually was looking up Chicago last night. And I actually think that I may like to do the six-star series, where you run Tokyo, Berlin, Chicago, New York, Boston. There's one more. I can't think of it.
You know, I'll mention this about the Chicago Marathon. You know, one year they mismeasured the course.
Oh, wow.
So they had people going left. And then when you were supposed to go right, so it added another half mile.
That's a lot.
Yeah, at a marathon, that would be a lot.
Right.
So you had all these people coming in like, you know what? why is our times not right?
Something's wrong.
Well, you, I'm sorry, you know. Now, I also saw that there's about, what, 23, 24 runners from Wyoming that were in the Boston Marathon. Did you see any of those other folks?
I sure didn't. I would have loved to, but I didn't see anybody.
Now, where in terms of the training before, I mean, you see the race, you know, you have all these people staging. There's what, you know, they have the elite races, then they have the wheelchair races, and they have four waves. I mean, what are you doing, you know, prior to the start of the race, just kind of just hanging around? I mean, what do you do to warm up and just be ready for this?
Well, you don't really, well, you can warm up, but the one thing you do is, you know, you board the bus downtown Boston, and you get bused into Hopkinton. So that's about an hour ride on a bus. And once you get off the bus, there's, as you can imagine, you're shoulder-to-shoulder with people everywhere. And you get to Athletes Village, and there's just a slew of porta-potties, and there's not there's never near enough of them. So you stand in line for another hour waiting to use the restroom. Then you grab something to drink, maybe, if you're lucky, and you start walking to the starting line. And it was almost like we started and didn't even realize we had started. This big crowd of people going down. The start line, I don't know if you know this, is only like 39 feet wide, so trying to cram all these people in this little area to start the race, it's kind of like a movement of cattle.
Now, you weren't on your cell phone during the race, right?
Once I was, trying to find my husband.
while you're running?
Well, I pulled my phone out, stopped long enough to dial the phone, and started running again. So there is a shot of me online at the BAA website. You can see me on my phone. That's because my husband told me I passed him already and I couldn't find him.
I'm sure, how many selfies did you take while you were running?
I took no selfies. I tried to take a picture of every other mile of the mile sign where it says the city and the mile.
I noticed you, out of all the runners, you finished in 24,499th place.
Right.
You know what? I think that's awesome.
That is awesome.
It is. Out of 33,000 runners, that's not terrible.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, your first time there in the whole nine yards.
It was wonderful.
Well, I make sure you soak your feet today.
Oh, yes. Thank you so much.
You know,
thank you for having
me. Extra pair of socks and the whole nine yards.
You bet.
You know, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Okay, thanks for coming in, Kim.
You bet.